we consistently fail at being consistent.
I've never known anyone with a dragon. What does he look like?
Just a plain ordinary dragon.
Welcome to Plain Ordinary Dragon. If you've been here before, welcome back. If this is your first time, welcome. We're so glad you're here. And before we get started, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to you for listening to us and sharing it and supporting this podcast and for spending that very precious resource of yours, time, with us. It's very humbling. We never take it for granted. Now, today is going to be a little different than normal. Our normal interview format is kind of up in the air because I didn't have time to finish editing our last interview. And that was because it was so long. For all of you who know Bob Marston, a Birmingham original, he is up next. And we spoke for so long that we're probably going to have to split it up into two different episodes. So be looking for that next week. If you know Bob, then you know it's going to be a great interview. If you don't know Bob, then I think you're going to really enjoy it because we do have some music on it and some other stuff too. But that will be next week. We'll talk more about that when the time comes. Today, however, I wanted to just spend a few minutes telling you a little bit about what's going on with Plain Ordinary Dragon and what we want to do, where we're headed, those kinds of things. And then I also wanted to talk a little bit today about consistency. But before we get to the consistency and talk about that, let's talk a little bit about the things that are happening at Plain Ordinary Dragon. And it's just a little bit of housekeeping. It won't take long. Coming up, we are going to be doing video. Yeah, we're going to have a YouTube channel. We actually already have a YouTube channel. We just don't have any content on there yet. But that's going to change. So when you can either watch, you'll be able to either watch the conversations, the podcast on YouTube, or you will be able to continue to download it and consume it the way you normally do. But I know some people don't necessarily watch YouTube, and some people don't necessarily listen to podcasts, and some people listen to this podcast. This is the only one they listen to, and they did it as a favor to me. So if this is not your favorite way to consume things, a podcast, we're going to have another channel, another venue for you to listen to things or to watch or interact with us. And that's going to be the Plain Ordinary Dragon YouTube site. It's still several weeks off, but I kind of wanted to give you just a sneak peek at what we're thinking about doing or the direction we're going. We're going to do it. It's just a matter of getting all of our P's and Q's in place so that we can give you at least a good enough product that we're not too awful embarrassed about being messy early on. Now, some people don't consume podcasts or YouTube. Maybe they read a website. And so what we're going to start doing when we get this all into play, and it will all come together pretty much at the same time because of the way the content being put out all flows together. So when we start the YouTube channel and kick it off, we'll also, since we already have the podcast, that's there, but we'll also be providing transcripts of the podcast on the Plain Ordinary Dragon website. So if you want to read instead of listen or watch, you're going to have that opportunity too. And I find this really exciting because I know that not everybody consumes things the same way. I'm a podcast guy these days, but I wasn't for years. Like, I didn't discover podcasts for a really long time. And now I'm like, oh my goodness, how did I work in information technology for 20 years and not get into podcasts? And so that's a way that I really like to consume stuff. I like to listen to my books on audio as well. Reading's really hard for me because of my dyslexia and learning challenges. So I really like to read books via like an audiobook. And it's the same thing with the podcast. I like to listen to the podcasts. I'm not much of a YouTube follower myself. Like, I like YouTube. I go there occasionally. But my wife, who's a millennial, she loves YouTube. She watches YouTube all the time. My kids love YouTube. They watch it all the time. And then some people I talk to, they just like to read blogs or they just like to read. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to give you three different ways there to do it. And then we're also working on some other interesting special things. I think what we're going to try to do as well is put out an ebook of each episode. So if you want to have the ebook, then you can have the transcripts and links to the YouTube in that ebook. So you can have it all right there so that you can just share the ebook with people as well. If that's something you want to do, like maybe you don't want to listen to podcasts, maybe that's not your thing.
but you don't mind reading ebooks. And so you may send the ebook to someone that you think might be able to enjoy it, and then they can choose how they want to consume it. So I'm really excited about some of those things that we're working on. And we've already got the transcription stuff kind of, we're working on it. Like I started testing it just earlier today. And so I'm really excited about that. So we'll have that and some other stuff going on. Ebooks still a little ways down the road. But what I'm saying is that we've got some things that we think will be beneficial to you. And if you think they are, and you think they will provide value, drop me a note at planodragon@gmail.com and let me know. I'm always open to suggestions. And hey, if you'd like to be interviewed on the podcast, let me know, because everybody is a plain ordinary dragon. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about consistency. This is something that I have a problem with. This is, if we were saying, hey, this preacher is preaching a sermon to himself, that would be today's episode for me, because I'm terrible with consistency. In fact, getting podcasts out and having this show has been one of the things that has kind of kept me in line and helped me with my consistency, because I know the listeners of Plain Ordinary Dragon expect a new episode every Monday. And you should, because that was the plan. That's what I told you we would do. And so they haven't all been the greatest, right? There have been a few of them where it's just been me talking because, the schedules didn't work out for interviews. But we still were able to talk about a few things. And hopefully you gain some value out of that. And that's my biggest hope for this podcast, is that it's worth your time. You get done with these shows and you think, hey, you know what? That was good. I really like that. This is a good start to my Monday or Thursday, which seems to be the day that most everybody downloads the Plain Ordinary Dragon podcast. Consistency is something that's hard for me. You know, I'm currently fairly overweight, and I've worked really hard to lose the weight over the years, and I haven't been very successful with it. And I've tried a number of different things. I've tried a bunch of different diets. I've tried plant-based diets, low-fat, no-fat, low-fat, raw, vegan, high-carb, low-carb. I've tried vegan keto. I mean, I've done a lot of different diets, and I've seen some success, but the success doesn't stay. And you know why? Everybody knows why. I know why. It's because I want immediate results, and I get demotivated when I don't get them. And then I taper off and I don't do what I need to do. Now, on the days, on the months, on the years where I've been able to be consistent with going to the gym and eating as well as I can, and I keep that routine going on, then I see results. I see good results. In fact, I remember the last time I was able to kind of get back into the gym and start really focusing on my health, I couldn't really see a lot of progress, but one of my friends said, man, you're just wasting away. And I wasn't wasting away, for any of you that were wondering. I had lost about 30 pounds, but it wasn't, and it was a good start, but it was not anywhere near my goal weight. And so the interesting thing is that I got derailed. I had a surgery, and I've never really been able to recover from that surgery for whatever reason, but it's still a goal, and it's still something I'm working on, and it's still something I'm going to be successful at eventually. The point that I was trying to get to is this. When I was consistent every morning going to the gym and every day trying to make sure that I ate the right things, I saw results, but I didn't see them immediately. I didn't see them right away. They took some time, and it isn't the big things that we do, it's the little things that we do that really change things. It's not the big bricks, it's the little bricks that build the house. It's the little pieces. If you can be consistent every single day in whatever it is, and you can choose, whether it's diet and health, weight loss, or business, or take your pick. Name the one you want. Insert, here's the blank, insert name here. Any one of those things that we do, if we just do it every day and see the step that we take that day as the success itself, if we focus again on the process instead of the outcome will eventually show up. The challenge is that we've gotten into a society where we want everything right now. And it's not society's fault necessarily. They're a big contributor,
But we all, each one of us have our own actions that we're responsible for. And each one of us has to make decisions for ourselves. And even if society tells us one thing, or even if we see instant gratification all around us, it doesn't change the fact that it's up to us to be able to change our lives in whatever way we want, in whatever genre. It really doesn't matter. All we really have to do to find, I hate to use the word success, but to find contrast or movement in the direction that we want to go so that we can stay inspired with what we're doing is to view what we're doing as the success. So, for instance, if I want to lose some weight, then I know that there are a few things that I have to do, right? I need to get up and I need to work out, and then I need to eat healthy. And I need to do that every single day of my life. Not just till I hit my goal weight, but probably every day of my life. But that's hard, right? I mean, it's hard to look and go, man, I've got to do this for years and years and years to get to where I want to go. That's true. You do have to work on it long term. It can't be a quick fix. It's just not, it doesn't work that way. And we all know it. There's nobody that truly believes that it will happen immediately. We know it won't. There are always exceptions that prove the rule. But almost all overnight successes worked a lot of years to get there. That's the story behind the story. It's not as simple as, oh, they're an overnight success. Most of the people I've talked to that have been really successful in their lives in anything, they were an overnight success that took 10 years to happen. Anyway, all you have to do is find out what you want. Once you find out what you want, whether it's weight loss, whether it's more money, whether it's, you know, a better relationship, whatever the case may be, you make a plan. Right? You say, this is my goal. I want to go here. And this is the journey I will have to take to get to this goal. Right? And then you basically work backwards from that goal. I want to lose, 10 pounds in the next month. So what am I going to do to lose 10 pounds in the next month? Well, I know that on average, a pound of weight loss a week is good. It's not too fast. It's a good goal to start with. But that would only give me about 4 pounds in the month, right? And I want to lose 10. So I know that what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to say, look, diet alone is going to give me about 4 pounds, which means the other 6 pounds needs to come from exercise. Now, I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not giving anybody advice. Please, please, please don't take this that way. If you're looking to change your life in a healthier way, lose some weight, please make sure you go see a doctor and work out your plan with them, because that's the most important thing, that you're safe in what you're doing. So please, I just wanted to do a quick disclaimer. I am not a medical professional. I cannot give you any medical advice. I can only tell you my experiences. And my experience has been that if you find a plan and you stick to it, you're going to find that you're moving in the right direction. Now, will I lose 10 pounds in a month? Maybe not. I might, but maybe not. Maybe I'll only lose 4. But guess what? That's success, right? That's, I've accomplished something. I've gone the distance. And guess what? That's something to be proud of. Now, you might be going, 4 pounds, that doesn't mean anything. But what if I did that for 3 months in a row? Well, then I've lost 12 pounds. If I do it for 4 months in a row, right, then I've lost 16 pounds. Do you know what else weighs 16 pounds? A bowling ball. You know how much easier it is to walk upstairs without carrying a bowling ball? Exactly. So those little steps, those that's where success lies. It's in the pieces. It's not in the big structure. We look at all these, like if you go and take a look at great architecture, it's all built with smaller pieces, Without the smaller pieces, without the solid foundation, without that, without the consistency of doing the little things, doing the right things consistently, without that, you don't ever have success. And I know I'm walking proof that if you, I am fat. Why? Because of that. Because I have not been able, that's not true, because I have not chosen to, because I am able. I just choose to do things differently sometimes. I deviate from the plan. And that's where I lose my success. Because those I just like you, I have a really, really hard time being able to visualize those little pieces as being successful because, you know, I want to weigh less now. I want the magic pill just like everybody else does, but I know that it doesn't work that way. And in all likelihood, it never will. Every time they come out with a magic pill or something, there's always a side effect that's worse or something along those lines. So what I'm saying is maybe you want to make more money. Okay. We'll sit down and make a plan. How do we do that? I'm going to tell you a story. Back when I was years ago, let's just go there. A number of years ago, I was working as a consultant, and I was also doing search engine optimization or SEO work. One of the things that we did in the SEO work was what they call niche websites or niche websites, where in fact, back then, some people even called them sniper sites. And the idea was you would build a small website that gave a lot of information based around one specific thing. It wasn't a big website with lots and lots of pages. It was just a small 4 or 5 page website that gave very targeted information directly on a topic. Now, a lot of those niche websites or niche websites, however you want to say it. I like to say niche. Niche, I think, is correct. If you'd like to correct me, please feel free. These little niche websites, they wouldn't produce a lot of money when you would create them. You would maybe make $5 or $10 or $15 a month, but if you made more and more and more and more of them, over time that built up. And since Google's changed their algorithm and search engines have changed a lot since those days, it doesn't work anymore. So please don't go out there and go, oh, I'm going to build some niche websites, and don't do that. It doesn't work today like it did then. And even then, it was challenging. But I was talking with the guy that was teaching, who had been my mentor in this, and he said, man, think about it, Elliot. If you had a website that made $50 a year, that's a pretty big accomplishment, because it's making that money without you really having to do much to it. You know, you've already put the work in, and you just kind of let it sit out there and do its thing. And then if you do it over and over again, you make more money. And that was the whole idea behind it. And it did work pretty well for a lot of people. Not so much for me, because, well, I gave up on it too soon. That's, again, a reoccurring theme in my life, which makes me an expert to talk to you about the pitfalls of what not to do when you're trying to be consistent. I think the biggest thing is that you have to keep what you're focusing on in front of you. And you have to have the right perspective. Again, in today's world, they would call it mindset, but you have to have the right perspective on what truly validates your success, what truly validates your journey to that goal. How do you get to that goal? You get to the goal by making small steps. And this is where one of those sayings comes in, right? A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. It's no different. Nothing. It's no different with any of the other things. If you work on making sure that you are consistent with the way you're aligned in your life, then you're going to have a better life. If you're consistent with putting out new blog posts on your blog, you're going to grow your readership. It's going to happen. It might take years. The timeline on that might be 5 years. It might be 10 years. I don't really know. I'm not an expert on growing a blog. I know some people who are, and you can do it quicker than that, I'm sure. But what I'm trying to get at, I guess, is if you don't show up every day, then there's not going to be a reason for anyone else to show up. I like what Seth Godin has done. Any of you who know me know that I'm a huge Seth Godin fan. He shows up every day and has for like 10 years on his blog. He writes something pertinent every single day.
But he has decided to do that. He chose to do that. He said, I'm going to show up every single day for my listeners and or for my readers. And this is how I'm going to do it. And he has. And you can go to his blog. I mean, in fact, his blog is so strong, you can just Google the word Seth. And that's, I think, the first thing that comes up. It's definitely on the first page, but I think it's the first thing that comes up. Why? He's consistent. He always puts out new content and he always does it every single day. And it doesn't matter what happens. He does it every single day. There's always something new. And it's great because if I don't, you know, and I get an email from him every morning, but if that email didn't show up, I would kind of miss it. Why? Because he's been consistent. I'm used to it. I want it because it's part of my life now. And that's what you can do in your life or what I can do in my life. We can take little steps that take us to distant lands. We just have to take enough of them and do it often enough. Now, if you woke up today and Plain Ordinary Dragon was your favorite podcast, and you knew that there was a new episode coming out, well, then maybe you'd be excited and be waiting for it. But what if it didn't show up? What if it wasn't there? I'll tell you, there's podcasts that I listen to, and if they're, you know, and they say, oh, we come out on Tuesdays or Tuesdays and Thursdays or whatever their schedule is, and I look forward to them. And if I don't get them, then I'm a little irritated. I'll be honest with you. I'm like, you know, you guys said that every Tuesday, you know, and then they put it out at like 8 o'clock at night on Tuesday. And I'm like, you know, I don't find that very amusing. And so I try to make sure if I possibly can that our podcasts come out at 5 a.m. on Monday morning so that you have something on your commute if you're going to work to listen to. And thus far, I've been consistent doing it, whether I was sick or not, because it's important to me that I am honest and truthful and I keep my word to you. Because if I don't keep my word to myself, to you, then I know I can't keep my word to myself because I've seen me in action not doing it. I mean, that's all self-confidence is, really, is keeping promises. Keeping promises to yourself, because you know that if you don't keep promises, even ones people can't see, you know you're not trustworthy, and it's easier for it to slip. I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk about consistency, because I think it's just really one of the most important things in our world. It's one of our most important things in our lives, and we fail at it pretty consistently. Whew, now that's funny. We consistently fail at being consistent. That almost sounds like a quotable. Of course, this isn't the Marie Forleo show, so it'll be on Plain Ordinary Dragon before too long. Don't worry. Anyway, I'm rambling. I just wanted to give you all just a few minutes of a discussion about something that we don't hear a whole lot about. You know, we're always hearing about new techniques and new plans and new this, when in all reality, sometimes all we really need to do is take a look at proven methodologies and follow them. Success leaves clues. And I've heard a lot of people say that, and it's true. And I think we pretty much know it. We just always hope for something different. I know that if I don't get up off my duff, go out into the world and move my booty, I'm not going to lose any of that booty. I'm just going to get more of it sitting there watching TV and eating Cheetos. I still love to watch TV. Cheetos not so much anymore, but I think you understand where I'm going with this. Not only do I have to get up one day and walk and run and exercise, I have to get up and do it the next day too. If I don't, I lose that progress and I'm kind of going backwards. And no matter, and this is true, I think a lot of people use this as an exercise maxim, like you hear people, I don't know if you've ever heard this. If you haven't heard this, it's a great saying. I may not be going very fast, but I'm lapping everybody that's on the couch. And that's true not only in exercise, not only in sports, but in life. If you don't get up and do it consistently, you're going to find you're going to get the same results you've always gotten because you're doing the same things you've always done. And we all know that is the definition of insanity. Yeah, there's nothing new that I'm saying, but everything I'm saying, you know, is true. So I just wanted to encourage you. Go out there and do whatever it is, whatever your dream is, whatever your goal is, whatever your desire is, set a goal, make a plan, and then just do it a little bit at a time. You know how you eat an elephant, right? One bite at a time. We can go through and find all the sayings. We can find all of the inspirational things. But if we don't find a way to make those little steps, those things that we need to do, if we don't find the way to make that our goal, to make that our success, well, then we'll just be consistently not being consistent. And that's the biggest recipe to failure. Before I go, I'm just going to talk real quick about participation trophies. And I may piss off a bunch of people, and at this point, I don't think I can care because I think it's important. I think it's really important that people understand participation is the most important thing you can do. It's not winning. It's not losing. It's not debating. It's what it is. It's participating, getting out there and participating. And that's why I love participation trophies. I think they're great. Do they teach us things? Yeah, they do. They teach us that if we get up and we view the activity itself as the success instead of the win or the loss, we're going to continue to improve. We're going to get better because we have a reason to get better, not just the hope of winning someday. You know, not all athletes make it to the NFL. Not all athletes make it to the pros, but it doesn't make them any less successful on their journey because their journey wasn't meant to lead there, or it didn't lead there. But participation over and over again, that's the key, man. That's a key to success. Get out there and do it, and then get out there and do it again. Have you ever picked up an instrument? Have you ever tried to play music? If you have, then you know practice is important. You're not going to play music. I mean, you're not going to play great masterpieces, and you're probably not going to play stuff that you're happy with unless you practice. And it's going to suck at first. You're going to sound bad. And if you don't believe me, ask any of my brothers and sisters or my mom and dad, because when they had to listen to me play guitar, I was bad. But I got a little better. And then I got a little more better. Is that right? More better? Ooh, grammar teachers would be unhappy. Then I got a little better. And after that, I got better. But it was the consistency. It was doing it over and over and over again, right? It was getting up and going, you know what? I need to practice. I need to build these calluses. If you're an athlete, it's the same thing, right? If you're an IT guy, it's the same thing. Hey, listen, if you don't understand subnetting, you're going to have to go back to it over and over and over again to learn it. You know, it doesn't come quickly. It's not one of those things you just understand. But little by little, you chip away. I think, was it Da Vinci? Was it Da Vinci who was asked, you know, how do you make these great, amazing sculptures? And he just says, look, I look at the hunk of marble, and I see the statue within wanting to break out. And so I just chip away until that statue that was in there came out. He chips away at it a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, but he keeps going. Consistency. We all need it. And it's one of the single most important things that you can do is be consistent. I'll give you one more example, and then we'll call it a podcast for today, because I think we've pretty well covered it. But think about parenting. If you tell your kids, hey, we're going to discipline you if you do this, and then they do it and you don't discipline them, then they're going to see that you're not consistent. I had to break my son's heart this morning because he had made a promise and he had made a deal with me. The deal was is that if he would go ahead and read a chapter of Harry Potter every day, then he could play video games. And if he doesn't listen, then that's a day he doesn't get to play video games. And this morning, when I came and asked him, hey, did you read your Harry Potter yesterday? He said, no. Of course, I already knew he hadn't. I said, well, son, you're going to have to not play video games today, which is tough for him because Sunday's one of the days. The weekends are the days that he gets to play video games pretty much uninterrupted. So he was not real happy when we had that conversation this morning. But we did have a conversation about consistency and how if he will just get up every morning, listen to or read his audio, his book, his chapter that morning, he'll never have this problem again. Never. You know, now if I hadn't done that, if I had said, okay, well, you can just play video games today, what message does that send to him? Right? He's not, if I'm not consistent in parenting, then I'm doing a disservice to my child. And if I'm not consistent in the way that I am attacking my goals, well, then I'm doing a great disservice to me. And let me just give you one other thought. And this may be a little harsh, but I think it's important as a thought process. If you have a passion, a purpose, a desire to do something, and you're not doing it, if you're failing to be consistent in it, and you're failing to get to your goal, you're not only doing a grave disservice to yourself, but you're doing a grave disservice to the world who needs your voice and needs what you have to put out there. And I'm a big offender. I'll be the first one to stand up and say, yes, I have made this mistake in my life. For 40 some years, I have not stood up and put my voice in this world, and I should have done it. I can't go back and change it, but I know that I can go ahead and put out a podcast episode every single Monday and put my voice into the world. And hopefully, I will not do a grave disservice to you because I'm going to be consistent. I hope that you find a way in your life to be consistently consistent. As always, folks, as always, friends, as always, listeners, as always, enemies, you might be plain and you might be ordinary, but you're a dragon. And you can do amazing things. And we are listening for your voice in this world.
To share somebody's dream, it gets easy. When you work as a team, you've got to